Noah and the Ark. When God first made the world, it was very beautiful. Everything was peaceful and everyone was happy. But people did not respect the world or each other. This made God so sad. People were selfish, cruel, and wicked. They were mean to each other and they were fighting over everything. This made God angry. One man above all the others was good, he was honest, and he was hardworking. His name was Noah, and God was happy with Noah, his wife, and their three sons and their wives. So one night God spoke to Noah in a dream. "Noah," God said, "I am going to flood the world and wash it clean again. You will need to build a huge wooden ark to save your family and two of every living creature." The next day, Noah, his wife, their sons, and their wives immediately began with the enormous task God had given them. They used the best wood they could find, and slowly the ark took shape. "We must give it a roof of reeds and coat it with tar to make it watertight," Noah said. Next, Noah collected one pair of every animal, just as God had said. He got the pelicans and the lions, the rhinos, the giraffe, the buck, and the big fat bears. Even the monkeys and the snails came too. The animals walked, they hopped, they crawled, they slithered and were carried two by two into the ark. Noah's neighbors laughed at him. "Ha, ha, ha, ha," they said. "You look so silly." But Noah trusted God. One week later, God sent the first storm clouds and it began to rain. And the rain fell. Rivers, lakes, oceans quickly got full. Water flooded the land and the ark floated away. But Noah and his family trusted God to keep them safe. It rained and it rained and it rained, and the world was washed clean by an enormous flood as God had wished. Soon even the highest mountains were covered by the water, and still the rain came. It rained and rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Then as quickly as it started, it stopped. The ark came to rest on top of a huge mountain. "I can't see anything but water," Noah said, peeking out. Then God sent a wind to begin drying up the water, and the sun shone down on the flood. Noah waited for a week, then he sent out a raven. "If there is dry land anywhere, the raven will find it," he said to himself. But the raven soon came back to the ark. Noah waited another week and then sent out a dove. This time, the dove flew back with an olive branch. Then Noah sent the dove out the next week. It did not return. The dove had found land. God said to Noah, "The flood is over. It is time for you and your family to leave the ark. Go out into the world with the creatures and begin again." And out came the monkeys and the parrots and the ostriches and the pigs and the sheep and the goats and the cows and the tigers and the lions and the elephants, even the owls. Woo, woo. And the zebras came too. God promised never to flood the world again. As a sign of his vow, he made a rainbow to remind everyone of his promise.